Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music on Radio Bulgaria. And we present in this edition percussionist Tatiana Koleva, who is integrating the Bulgarian spirit in Europe through her music. From prehistoric time, there have been percussion instruments. They have perfected a long time until they reached their modern application. And it was not until the middle of the past century that works started being composed specifically for the rich percussions section, including instruments with a variety of sonority qualities. The marimba is one of them, and in the hands of Tatiana Koleva, it still acquires a special beauty. She is a professional musician who has long attained excellence in the field of classical and improvisation skills, and to this day she keeps developing as an artist and educator. But before we tell you more, let's hear the concerto piece for marimba from Zenko Minkin in the rendition of Tatiana Koleva.
Thank you.
And now we learn more about Tatiana Koleva's music career and projects in a special interview she gave for Radio Bulgaria's music editor Sibila Lilova.
It all started with a dream, with my desire to do music. In my childhood, I played the piano and later applied with the music school in my hometown of Varna in the percussions class. My first teacher was Roza Sivrian. And then naturally I had to apply with the music conservatory in Sofia, the Pancho Vladigerov Academy of Music. I studied there for 2 years and received an invitation from the American professor Robert van Stijs to go to the Netherlands. It was a great challenge, and this decision cost me a lot of effort and work. But when you have a strong desire, things always work out, Tatiana Koleva says and goes on. I have the incredible opportunity to work with composers who write music specifically for me. And this is a huge personal wealth, but it is also an important contribution to the repertoire of percussion instruments as a whole. Once I present the pieces, all students and colleagues have access to them. I actively participate in the process of writing a composition. The freedom of form and the combination of different styles is very important. The long-standing attachment to the classical form and the polyphonic line is long gone. Everything can be mixed: ethno, pop, jazz, and electronics. Music is such a personal and intimate experience, and if you do not invest in it with all your soul, you cannot be a professional, the musician says. In the Netherlands, Tatiana Koleva mainly plays in several duets with colleagues, combining various percussion instruments with the saxophone sound of Rutger van Otterlo, the church pipe organ of Jan Hage, and the flute of Eleonore Pameyer. She marks space in her repertoire also for the blues band Rubertong. Currently, Tatiana teaches at two music conservatories, in Rotterdam and in Groningen, alongside teaching at master classes around the world. In the year 2009, she set up the Youth Percussions Pool, a group which was awarded the 2012 Ensemble of the Year award. And let's listen now to a best-loved Bulgarian folk song, Dilmano Dilbero, in an arrangement written by the percussionist. Thank you. And finally, what are the future plans of Tatiana Kolева in this year?
С огромен интерес започвам тази година. Ще спомена просто две-три неща. Това, което предстои е един голям проект.
I'm starting this year with great excitement. And what I expect now is a large project with the dance company Leine Roebana. All performers are on stage, both dancers and musicians. The program includes the music of Chinese-American composer Tan Dun, Greek Ioannis Xenakis, and other contemporary authors. And then I will present a new concert in Sofia for marimba and orchestra written by Zenko Minkin. The premiere will be on April the 16th in the Bulgaria Concert Hall. A month later, forthcoming is the second edition of the Amsterdam Marimba Weekend. I am assisted in this project by my regular partners from the company Pustien's Percussions Productions. All this will happen with them between May the 8th and the 10th, the musician tells us. And during the time spent in the Netherlands, more than 15 years now, Tatiana Kolева has done much to integrate Bulgaria into the European culture. In 2007, she received the Musician of the Year Award of the music show of the Bulgarian National Radio for classical music. And now the last music piece that we will listen in this music show, it's entitled Food for Thought by Albert van Venenda on the percussions Tatiana Kolева.